Okay, today's Daf Yud Gimel. We're on Daf Yud Gimel, on the fifth line from the top. So here we go. Amar Rabbanoi, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said a statement, which is as follows. B'chalavim u'b'nevela. When it comes to chalev and nevela, which are things that you're not allowed to eat. So, ad sheyishe mitchilav yad sof b'chdei achilas pras. So, the shear is the time it takes from beginning to end, kedei achilas pras. Meaning, if you're going to eat something not kosher, you have to, we'll call it 5 minutes. If you're going to eat something not kosher, that has to be, the kezayis has to be eaten within 5 minutes. If it takes you 16 hours to eat a kezayis that's not kosher, you're not chayiv. Maybe on some durabonon level, or chatishir, or you're chayiv, but you can't get a punishment. I'm not talking about all that. In order to be punished for doing something wrong, you have to eat a kezayis of nevela or treif, whatever, or chalev, within 5 minutes. That's the shear. There's such a thing, right? Okay. So far, that's easy. That sounds easy, right? That sounds easy enough. Yeah. Now, ochlin tameim, tamei, things that are tamei, that you're not allowed to eat, because they're tamei, or shkatzim v'ramasim, or creepy crawly things, which you're also not allowed to eat. But it's not chalev and it's not nevela. Different things you're not allowed to eat. Umashkin, or drinks that you're not allowed to drink, right? Rashi says, the share for these things is a half a pras. Okay? So it's a smaller share. That's 2.5 minutes now. Right? Kedei achilas pras is 5 minutes. This is half of that, 2.5 minutes. Now, this is the hard part. It says, afilu kol hayom kulo b'chdei achilas pras. What's that mean? Even if all day long, you're eating at Kedei Achilas Pras? So,
maybe it means it takes a whole day to eat that Achilas Pras. It took you a whole day to eat it.
That means it took you more than 2.5 minutes. Took you more than 5 minutes.
Right.
So, Maika Amar, what exactly is he saying? So, I had this problem. The Gemara had this problem. What's he saying? Maika Amar, what is he saying? Amar of Papa Hachi Kamar. Here's what he's saying. Afilu Kaliyom Kulo. Right? It takes him all day long to eat this half a pras of tamei. It takes him all day long. It takes him 8 hours from 9 to 5. He's sitting at work from 9 in the morning. He gets in till 5 p.m. He leaves for 8 hours. He's eating this half a pras. He's going to be tamei. I'm sorry. As long as v'hu she'achal kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. As long as you ate a kezayis. In Kedei Achilas Pras, I don't care how long it took you to eat the whole thing. Does that make sense? As long as you...
So your problem is that you... Kedei Achilas Pras is a time.
It's time. And so we called it 5 minutes.
And a kezayis is a shear.
Exactly.
So he's putting in a shear.
Exactly.
A time spot.
Exactly. Right? So the pras, I don't care how long it takes you. It took you 8 hours. That's not my concern. If you ate a kezayis within 5 minutes, even though it took you 8 hours to eat the rest of it, I don't care about that. You're still chayiv.
You're chayiv or you're tamei.
Either one, whatever it is. If it's chayiv, you're chayiv, and if it's tumah, you become tamei.
Right.
Okay.
It's not so
crazy.
You have a big bowl and you only and you eat.
Correct. Correct.
The whole bowl takes you a day, but you ate a kezayis within.
Correct. Exactly. Correct. Exactly. So far, so good. Okay. Meisvei. 1 minute. Meisvei. It says like this. We have it's a braisa? It's a Mishnah in Mikvos. Kol ha'ochlin mitzdarfin lipsul ha'gvia kibichati pras. Every food item will combine, all the food items that are usher will combine to give you, to lipsul ha'gvia means to make the body puzzle. Bichati pras. In this half a pras tumah issue, all things will combine. So you have on the plate, you have tamei chicken, and you have tamei potatoes. So the two things will combine to give you the requisite chati pras shir. Where we said for tamei to chati pras. Right? My love, dachila lechati pras, bichdei achilas pras? To eat the chati pras, bichdei achilas pras? To eat the half a pras in 5 minutes? No, that's not what it means. Lo. Dachal kezayis, bichdei achilas pras. After the kezayis, bichdei achilas pras. As Mati said, it's sheer in time. So what was the kasha exactly here? What was the kasha?
Right. Yeah.
So combining different shiurim. So the kasha was, well, if you say it's a kedei achilas pras, then Shmuel's wrong. Shmuel's going to be wrong anyway. But not right now. Meisvei, another kasha. Kol ochle mitzdarfin lipsolas hakviya b'chatzi pras. Same thing. B'chatzi achilas pras. All food items combine to give you the requisite shear of tuma. B'chatzi pras b'chatzi achilas pras. Meaning, all food items combine to give you the shear of the chatzi pras. B'chatzi achilas pras. How much am I eating? It's supposed to be a kezias, right? Ketzad, for example, achal, I ate, v'chaza v'achal, and I continued eating. Im yesh mitchilas achila rishona, v'ad sof achila achrona, kedei achilas pras, if I ate this within 5 minutes, mitzdarfin, it combines. Yesem ikan, took me 10 hours to eat it, ein mitzdarfin, doesn't combine, I'm not tummy, right? Lohi tirulu lechel pachos mikashir. Listen to this. We didn't let you eat less than the shir. Leirei litvol. Go to the mikvah. In other words, I ate half a shir. I'm half tummy. No such thing even, right? I'll go to the mikvah, and then I'll start over, because I'm into the mikvah now, so I'm tar. And then I'll start over. So no such thing. Can't do that. Can't go to the mikvah in the middle and start over, because you're not tummy yet. You're only half tummy. No such thing as half tummy. Right? So they didn't let you do that. Yarad v'tava. What if he did do that? He didn't listen to the rabbis. He went. He ate half a shear, ran into the mikvah, and then jumped out, and now continued eating. Yarad v'tava v'ala v'shlimu, and then he finished up the shear. Mitzdarif. It still combines. Why? Because you going to the mikvah was irrelevant.
Right.
It meant nothing. He tirula l'ubra. Now we're going to say a lot of random halachas in this brisa, and then we're going to dissect each one. He tirula l'ubra. They allowed a pregnant woman, le'echel pachas mikashir, to eat less than the shear of tuma, that's sakana, because she's not well, because she's pregnant. Right? So she's a sakana. Gemara's case, well, she's a sakana, she can eat whatever she wants. But Gemara asked that question. Kol hamashkin mitzdarfin lipsolas hagviya berevius. All drinks combine. Again, gviya means body. What? What? All drinks combine to passel your body, berevius, the shear is a revius, b'chatzi achilas pras. As long as you drink it in 5 minutes. Ketzad, for example, shasa, you drank some tamei something, v'chazar v'shasa, you drank a little more, im yesh mitzchila shtia, rishona, v'adzov shtia achrona, chtei achilas pras, if you drank all the shear within 5 minutes, mitzdarfin, it combines. Yesem ikan, im mitzdarfin, and less than that, more than that, took you 10 hours to drink this, it doesn't combine. You didn't do any aveira that you're going to get punished for. Okay? Now, another random halacha out of left field. Hitiru la lamagatame meis. They allowed her, and I'm not sure why she's doing this, but they allowed a woman, where is it? Hitiru la lamagatame meis. They allowed this woman who if she's tamei meis, lahanit bina, that her son could nurse from her, and bina tahar, and the child's still going to be tahar, even though he touched her when he nurses, right?
Even though she's
tamei, and he's going to nurse from her, he's a baby, he's still going to be tahar. How could that be? Well, that's a random halacha, nothing to do with anything. Now, ketani mihas, what did we say in this brisa? A lot of things. What did we say that's relevant for us? We said, Im yesh mitzchila achila rishona, v'atzof achila achrona, b'chtei achilas mas, mitzdarif. So tiyufta drabanoi, tiyufta. So he's wrong. He said that we're mixing up shiurim, and it's a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. And you see, it's not true. So he's wrong. Now I don't know how we pass halacha l'maisa, because we do hold from k'dei achilas pras. Right? Remember, I asked you that question when we did the Gemara and Gedechilas Pras, I never had an answer for it. Let's say you have, the halacha is that you have to eat, any eating has to be with Gedechilas Pras. Whether it's mitzvah eating, like matzah, right? Or treif eating, like non-kosher. Right? So let's say you have a chocolate bar. And in this chocolate bar, there's a kezias of non-kosher ingredients. But the rest of it is kosher. Chocolate's kosher and milk. But in there is non-kosher ingredients. So I'm chewing on the chocolate bar. I have to eat a kezayis b'chdei achil espras. Now, I'm going to have to eat more than a kezayis because of other ingredients here. But within that massive chocolate bar, I have to eat a kezayis b'chdei achil espras. Right? How does bittel work with that? So there's something called bittel b'shishim. How does that factor into this? Could it be? Could something be bittel b'shishim and yet I can eat it b'chdei achil espras? It's only, no? Shisha means 2%. So I have a massive chocolate bar, the size of this room, and I'm starting, I'm working my way through it.
Don't we say that that's not kosher? Because the non-kosher bit is already
mevatel. It's already mevatel. However, is it possible that I can eat a kezayis of that, b'chdei achil espras? And it's bottle, no? So once it's bottle, it overrides this halacha. Right. So it sounds like it's a tiyufta because we have a brisa that said that it goes from beginning to end k'dei achil espras. We didn't mention the kezayis here.
No, you mentioned
right.
The
pras,
though.
That's just a thing of time.
No, yeah. He says here that you ate the half of a pras within the time it takes to k'dei achil espras, as opposed to kezayis. So the question is it
a kezayis or kezayis? Okay. So he's raw. That's what I said. This was hard. Come on. Okay. Now we're going to dissect every other part of that brisa. Amar Mar, we said, lo hitiru lo lech al pachas migashir, lo liyered lidbol. The guy's eating things in the tummy. He ate half the shear. Ooh, you know what? Let me run to the mikveh now. Then I'll become tar. Then I can continue eating. Eat the other half. It doesn't work. Right? Doesn't work. Mike Amar, what's going on here? Amar of Yehuda, ahachik Amar. Ach al pachas migashir. If the guy ate less than the shear, lo mitiru lo leir levlitvol, we don't let him go to the mikvah. She'im liyarad v'taval v'ala v'eshlimu mitzdarif. Because that doesn't do anything. He's not tar. He's not tummy yet. He's only half tummy. So going down to the mikvah doesn't do anything. But the problem is, v'asilah, he's going to say, ahani litvila. Come on, what do you mean? I went to the mikvah. Everybody knows going to the mikvah is a higher process. He's starting over. He's not going to realize he can only go to the mikveh after your tummy. You understand? You look puzzled, Simcha.
No, I'm just saying, why would he think that?
What? What do you mean? Everybody knows you go to the mikveh when you tummy. So he went to the mikveh early. Is that punished for that?
Well, he's splitting up his tummy.
All right. So the Aruch Lener says. So Aruch Lener says.
He's starting
over
again.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's going to the mikveh first and then he's eating.
He yeah.
He goes in the middle. He's not tummy yet.
Right. But he's going to think to himself, I went to the mikveh, I cleansed myself of the tumah.
And he went, and he's going to think he can eat the other half.
Correct.
Yeah.
And really, it's going to combine.
Why? Is that
let's say, how long did it take to go to the mikveh already?
I don't know.
He was in his bathing suit, he took off the mikveh, right. Okay, takes a minute.
He's in the mikveh, and he jumps in.
Yeah. So the Aruch Haner asks, but then you know what happens now? Now, guy's half tummy is more machmir than a guy's fully tummy. Guy's fully tummy, tack on the mikvah will save him.
Right.
Guy's half tummy won't. That doesn't make any sense.
Sure it does.
So the answer is it's a gzera. It's a gzera.
Of course it makes sense.
Right?
Why does it make sense? You're
what?
Tummy.
What?
We're not tummy.
So how could not being tummy, how can going to mikvah hurt you? It doesn't hurt you, it doesn't help you.
It
doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything.
Right.
It's a full plate, not a half plate.
Correct.
It's not a chumra because it doesn't hurt you either.
Correct.
It's a zero.
Correct. Next random thing we said was Katani. Yeah, Katani. He tivul al urbo lechal pachas migashir bnei sakana. We let a pregnant woman eat less than the shear if she's in a sakana. Said bnei sakana. I feel too vanami techa. She can do whatever she wants. She's in a sakana. So Amar Rav Papa and Hachikan. Here's what it means. He tivul al urbo. We allowed a pregnant woman pachas migashir less than the shear. I feel tuva even more than bnei sakana because of sakana. What does even more mean? Even many times. And the answer is, let her eat whatever she wants. The afilu tuva means as many times as she wants.
Small amounts spread out more.
Correct. So it basically, the answer is, she can eat whatever she wants.
Right.
Next.
Exactly.
Correct. Next, Katani. Hitiru lamaga tame meis. We allowed a woman who's tame. She's tame. Why is she tame? She touched a dead body. We allow her, lahanak espina, to nurse her baby, ubina tahar. And the baby's going to be tahar. How so?
Can didn't I just clarify this? Because yeah. The Avskol is saying that she touched somebody who was off.
Okay, she touched somebody who was tummy.
Yeah.
She becomes tummy.
Well,
now,
she's not an
ash, she's a rishon. She cannot make the baby a shani. Because
right.
Humans can't be shanis.
Right.
Right? Humans can't be shanis. So she can nurse the baby, she can even hold the baby.
Yeah.
Right.
What's the issue? The issue is that the milk that comes out of her body might have a different status than her. But the bride said it's not a problem. It's not a problem. She can nurse the baby, no problem. Am I tahar? Why is the baby tahar? Kivan the yonak chalav, when the baby nurses milk, atbi le michalav. Why doesn't the baby get tummy from the milk? Why should the baby get tummy from the milk? So Rashi says, the bishlam mimaga shenaga ba'lo metame bana. She doesn't tell you. She does not make the baby tummy by touching the baby. Shenaga betama meis have a rishon, because she's a rishon. V'ein adam v'kelim etamin el v'avatuma. And a baby can't become tamei from a rishon. A human being can't become tamei from a rishon. Ella mechalav itma. But the baby should become tamei from the milk. The ha'ochel b'chati pras ochlin b'tameyin nisal gufo. The baby should become tamei for eating tamei milk. A different kind of tuma. A lower level of tuma. Not tuma's meis. Tuma's whatever tuma is. The baby should become tamei. That's the Gemara's question.
Okay?
So, now, v'chi tema. We have a rule. The rule is that all foods have to become wet first before they become tame. Even liquids. So where does milk become wet first?
Now,
the milk itself makes the rest of the milk.
The milk is the primer.
V'chi tema lois gasher. It didn't become hechsher. It didn't come, every food item has to get wet first, and this milk didn't get wet. What are you talking about? Niskasher betipa meluch leches al piyadad. It becomes wet from the first drop that comes out, which stays there. There's always a drop that remains on the mother's body after the baby nurses. That drop is mitame the other set of drops.
That's
what I'm asking. That's my answer.
It doesn't make sense, because dew doesn't get anything on top of it. If it goes down, it's the fruit. The food, it's the primer. The dew is the primer.
Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Avua, Shiyonak b'tekifa achas. But what if the baby nursed, the baby was so hungry, it nursed mamas like in one, it didn't happen that. Lo hiniach tibu melechachas, abiyadad. Nothing left there. Amar Rabba, shtetuish b'davar. First of all, chada, first of all, the kachazina lepume, the inuka, the malei chalav. First of all, that's not true. A baby never nurses like that.
Right.
You never see, if a baby finishes nursing and it's not, the mouth has what do you call it? Milk on it. You never see not like that. In other words, not doesn't happen like that. But also, makom chalav mayon hu, the place where the baby nurses is called a mayon, a fountain. Viktani chalav isha metama bein l'ratzon bein shelo b'ratzon. It nurses it metame whether you want the milk or not. Behema ain't a metame el l'ratzon. The milk of a behema is only if you want the milk. So somehow the animal expresses milk without you wanting it, that's not tuma. So, my lav shalo baratzon. What does it mean shalo baratzon? Shalo dilo nichole. The baby didn't want it, right? Exactly. So the baby wasn't interested today. So the baby's not interested. No, adults drinking. No adults drinking this. So who's all drinking it? Only a baby. And the baby didn't want. So therefore, it's no ratzon, and therefore, it's not going to become tamei. Fikatani metamei, but it says yes, it is tamei, right? So back to square one. Why doesn't the baby become tamei?
What about the mother wanting it?
What? Because she wants to express it. Uh-huh. That's a good question.
It's not the milk itself. That's what I understand. The chiyutan is the neck, is the other item.
I know. So the Gemara is going to give a different answer why the baby's tahar, which is a cheaper
itself,
answer.
The milk itself can become tamei.
Correct.
Doing is this makes something else.
Correct. I know. I agree with you. The Gemara is going to give another answer, which is going to explain. Anyway, Elamar Rava, here's the answer. Hanatayim at the Benat Tahar. This is why the baby becomes Tamei. The Suffolk Yonak Bikashir, Suffolk Lo Yonak. We have no idea how much the baby drank. We have no idea. We can't measure that. We have no idea how much the baby drank. Did the baby drink enough? And by the way, Vimtim Saloma Yonak, Suffolk Yonak Bechilas Pras, Suffolk Yonak Yosem Bechilas Pras. How long did it take the baby to eat the schilas? How long did it take the baby to... We have no idea. We have no idea how long the baby, how long it took the baby. Therefore, the baby's tahor. It's a sex feka. It's a sex feka. You hear that? Maybe it didn't drink this year, and even if it did, maybe it was longer than Kedeach Hillel's pras. So no matter what, the baby's tahor. You like that?
If an Avor Rishon touches a liquid, and the liquid is a tiny nothing, not even a shear.
Yeah.
That becomes tamei too.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
How come you don't need a shear? You're not drinking it.
No, that's not why. Everything got every. I think the shear of liquids is that if you touch it, could you make something else wet? That's shear. So, it's complicated till chistoma, you know.
How do we know that human milk is one of the?
Yeah, I was wondering about that myself. Is that one of the seven liquids? Human milk?
It's not listed.
No, no, it's not.
It's not even.
Yeah, you know why? Because regular milk is because human milk is food. Not considered a liquid.
Right. Right. So this whole Gemara is difficult.
Wine isn't
right.
food.
What?
Wine isn't food.
Wine?
No. Wine's a liquid.
Wine's food.
Yeah? When was the last time you woke up in the morning and had wine for breakfast?
Huh?
When was the last time you woke up in the morning and had wine for breakfast?
You don't know.
Never.
Gonna raise their hand.
Ula Rava, but according to Rava, Makom Chal of Mayanhu, Velo Tzarech Hechsher, doesn't need Hechsher, but Nan, Ha'isha, Shenatav Chal of Midadeha, if a woman was wiping off her, the milk from her breast, V'nafala Vir Tanur, and it fell, the milk fell into an oven, Tanur Tame, the oven becomes Tame, because she was Tame and the milk fell, V'kashalan, but Maya is Kasha. Well, how'd the milk get Kasha? How'd the milk get prepared? So, Vamrav Yochanan, Betipo Muluchachas, Apiadat, from the milk itself. What?
Not
said, maybe she did. V'chi tema, Rav lo sava lo kerb Yochanan. Rav doesn't hold like this. For Tanya, but we learned.
No, the answer to this question is, it's Tum itself.
Right, how can it be Mekasher itself? So here we go, listen to this. For Tanya, Nimtah to Omer, Tisha Mashkin Bezav. There are nine liquids that come out of a human body. Not really nine, you'll see. Number one, Azeya, sweat. Number two, Lechas Srucha, some other kind of sweat. Number three?
It's pus.
Pus, fine. Reye. What's reye? Urine? No. Excrement. So those things, tahor and mikulam, those things are enough toma. If you touch the sweat of a zav, you don't become tame. Okay? Now, the next ones. Dimas eno, tears. Vidam megapaso, blood from a wound. Chalavisha, milk. Mitamin, temein, bamashkin, bervias. All those things are matame, like a revius. Number 7, 8, 9 is roko, spit. 8 is zovo, whatever that is, whatever zav, the flow coming out of her body. And meiraglav, and urine. Those things, matamin to machamura, bakalshahu. Any amount. A kalshahu of roke is matame. V'yamayta makam chal of mayan. If chalav is a mayon, then chalav nam mitame to mechamur b'chol shu, because over for groko, then it should be mitame a tiny amount like the elo shmamina makom chalavisha lav mayon hu. It's not a mayon. Ihach, if that's true, kasha ha de masnisa, kasha ha masnisa. Then there's a problem with our mishnah, right? The bride said before, right? Because mitame bein b'ratzon bein shelo b'ratzon. Because it's Batami Shalabarat, we said it's Batami Shalabarat, Bim Baratzon, Bim Shalabaratzon. So, and if that's true, then it will only be Batami Baratzon. So what's going on? So, Misavar, the Shalabaratzon, Dharma Dol Nichale, that's not what Shalabaratzon means. Shalabaratzon doesn't mean I don't want it. No, that's not what it means. Maishna Laratzon, the Amar, the Daite, the Tinog, Kreva, the Gabi Cholov. That the baby is hungry, the baby wants to nurse. Aval, Amri, Lo Nichale, Tahar. But if the baby is not interested, then the woman will become tahar, right? I'm not.
So what made the tummy?
What?
What created the tummy?
For what? For the milk?
Yeah.
Only the fact that the baby wanted to nurse. Since he wanted to nurse, that's nichole, and nichole goes on the baby, not on the mother.
The baby says they don't want it.
What?
Amar lo nichole, as the baby says.
Yeah, well, the baby says, or the baby expresses, I don't want it. Okay, that wasn't easy. I need to review that. Okay. Fine. If everyone understands it, excellent. Now, achal ochlin tamein. The next part of the Mishnah said, if someone eats anything tamei, that's easy now. That or drinks wine that's Tame, goes to the Beit HaMikdash, right? All these things. So Lamali Shehir Diktani Vishah, why do they have to wait in the Beit HaMikdash? I'm review them. Hachiktani, Ochel Ochel Tameyin, Vishasa Mashkin Tameyin, Vishasa Revius Yayin, Vishaha, Baali Chasan, Rubishtiyasan, Gedeh Chilas Pras, Vinitas Lamikdash, Chayev, Yechayev. Fine. Rabbi Eliezer Ober, he said, well, if you add some water, then the wine goes away. And then we're going to get into a whole discussion about paskening when you're drunk. Tana Rabbanan, Yayin v'shecher al teisht. Don't drink wine. What's shecher?
Beer.
Al teisht. Don't drink that. Yachal afilu kol shehu. I would think even any amount. Afilu migito. Even from the tap, or even from the vat. Tabalama v'shecher. Ein Israel alech deil shaker. No, no, no. Grapefruit's not an issue. The only issue is wine. That has meshaker. Ubameh uvakama kadeil shaker. Revius yayin b'mem yom. Has to be at least a revius. 40 days old. 40 day old wine. Imke matam adlama yayin. Why does it say yayin? It should say, because the answer is, lama lacha shemuzharin alav kal shehu umuzharin alav migito. You're nizer in any amount, and you're nizer even if it's grape juice. Even if it's from, that's what migito means, it's from the vat. It didn't ferment yet. That's what I think it means. Review the Omer, yayin, ein li el yayin. That says, yes, it's yayin. Shar mashkirin minayin. What about other things that make you drunk, like liquor? Tamad lama v'shecher. Imke ma tamad lama yayin. Why couldn't it just say any intoxicating liquid? Why does it say wine? It should be anything that's intoxicating, you're not going to drink. Ala yayin b'misa. No, because yayin get misa. Val shar mashkin b'azhara. And everything else is just an avera. We don't get misa for it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Yayin al teisht. V'shecher al teisht tu. Kederach tzichiraso. The way you get drunk from that. Ha im hifsik, bo, if you stop, you took a break, oh nasal tocha mayim kol shahu, or you put in a little water, putter, you're putter because you have diluted the wine. Okay? B'mai pligi, what are they arguing about? Tanakama savar, gamrinan shecher, shecher, mi nazir. And by nazir, there's no issa for another can't have a shot of schnapps. There's no nasal shitzer. A nazir just can't drink wine. Right? So what did Sheikha mean by Nazir? Well, wine. Different kind of wine. No issue with a Nazir having vodka. It's not wine. Oh, yeah, it makes you drunk. There's no issue with a Nazir can't be drunk. He just can't drink wine. So if you compare these halachos to Nazir, there's nothing wrong with drinking liquor. I'm not saying you can do a voda, whatever, but there's no issur, right? Rabbi Yehuda, lo yalav Sheikha Sheikha and Nazir. So Rabbi Yehuda, who said you can't drink anything, he doesn't learn from Nazir. That's a different thing. Rabbi Eliezer Savar my Sheikha midi dehu mishaker. Sheikha means something that is mishaker. Kiman azal d'tanya ochal devela ki'ilos. If you even ate some kind of figs, v'shasa dvash or milk or honey or cholov or milk, v'nitlas lamikdash, v'shimesh, you went into the Beit HaMikdash and you did avoda when you were tipsy from these kinds of things, loki you get malchus. They're not wine, it's not even liquor. How do you get drunk from milk or honey? I don't know. But if you did, you get malchus. Kaman, who said that? Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda who said, anything that makes you drunk, that'd be only wine. The first man said only wine. Why? He's comparing it to Nazir. This is anything that makes you drunk. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Yehuda Bar Achotoi. Halacha Kareb, thank you. Thank you. Halacha Karebi Eliezer, V'kar Rav Allah, Rabbi Eliezer, Tuvina Dechakibi. They called Rabbi Eliezer, he's from the smartest ones. He's from the smartest ones, he figured this out.
Is this thing about adding water, is this why we can make Pagam wine okay to drink?
No, it's nothing to do with Pagam. It's a whole separate halacha.
It's the same
thing. No, that's to do with wine. So wine makes you drunk. So you put water in it, you diluted it, so now you're not drunk. That's all.
Well, you said the smallest amount.
We're going to answer that. We're going to get that in a minute.
Okay.
I have a revius of wine. I put a one drop of water. Now I'm not going to be drunk. And before I was. So we're going to get that in 5 minutes. Ravacha dehutal having nidra. Listen to this right here. Ravacha dehutal having nidra ole debitsu. He made a neder. He's not going to be with his wife. Right? And also, like I made the Ravashi, he went to Ravashi to undo the neder. Amalei zila idna v'tala machar. I can't be busy with this today. I drank today, so come back tomorrow. So the Rav lomuki amaroyel miyom atavel lechavi mishum sichrus. He didn't want to do a psak. He went to some party or something, and he got a little drunk. He drank a little bit, and now he can't paskin. Amalei from a Rav alecha kribi Eliezer. We pass on the Rebbe Eliezer, Umar hu dekari Roma b'maya. Why don't you put water in it? So put some water. Why don't you put water in the wine? Then he would be able to pass him. A Malay, halo kasha. That's not a kasha. Hab revius. When we said you could put water in it, that's only to have revius. Hab yosem mechtei revius. You know how much I drank? You can't just dilute that. So therefore, I can't pass him.
What's the thing? After the fact, why didn't you put water in it?
Yeah, why didn't you put water in it then? Then you could pass him. Correct. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Torah like this. Lahavdil ben HaKodesh ben HaChol. Elu Damin. That's if somebody says, Dame Olai, like I'm going to promise to give money. Ve'erichin, ve'charamim, ve'ekdeshos. Ben HaTami ben HaTor. What does that mean? Elu Tumas V'Tyrus. Tumas and Tyrus. Lahoros, zuhora. That's to paskim. Eskolachukim, elu midrashos. Those are midrashim. Ashadib Hashem, zuhalacha. Biad Moshe, zet Talmud. That's Talmud. Yacha. So all these things that when you drink, you can't paskin any of these halachas. You can't be busy with anything. Not tuma, not tyra, not yachal af mishnah. You can't even learn Mishnayos? You can't sit down with your son and learn Mishnayos? You can't do the learn Mishnayos? No. Tamalama ulahoros. No. You can't paskin. Want to learn Mishnayos? Go right ahead. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Yachal Af Talmud. I would think that you're not allowed to even learn Gemara. Can't learn Gemara because I had a little bit to drink. Can't learn Gemara? No. Tamalama ulahoros. You can't paskin. Want to go learn with your son Gemara if we did that week in school? Of course you're allowed to. That's not an issue. Keman Oz Lahodatanya Yotza Sheret Tame Fitzvardeya Tahar Shtureyayin Morbehan Hora. Who said that you're allowed to paskin even when you drank on something as simple as it's a Tzvardeya Tame or Tahar or the Sheret and the frog, Namer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Vlo Rabbanan? It's only Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Because you learn, he said you're allowed to learn. But you're allowed to learn. Someone comes over with all the pictures of all the kosher animals. And you after lunch and you drink too much, you can go over that with him. Well, you're just learning with him. Afilu tema rabbanon. And they can even be rabbanon who are more machmer. Shiny hacha dezil karibe rav hu. Because everybody knows these things. These are things that everybody knows. These are right, right. These are things that everybody knows. Yeah. Right. There's no paskin. What are you paskining? Not paskining anything. That's a kosher animal. It's not a kosher animal. Paskin that. Everybody knows that.
What are you saying? He can't learn?
He's learning with his son. Oh, a frog is not a kosher animal. A cow? Oh, that is a kosher animal. You're paskining with your son. You're not allowed to. You drank too much. I'm not paskining anything. Everybody knows that. Amarav, halacha kabirsi rabbi huda. We paskin like that. For Rav, lamukim amarav, biyom atavu lachavei mishum schirus. Rav wouldn't even do that. Rav wouldn't do anything. Well, he wouldn't even learn. He wouldn't even go to shir. Forget just to learn agarata. He wouldn't even do that. So the answer is, shiny Rav, the ore Mori. Rav would always paskin something. So he couldn't paskin. He couldn't give the shir because he couldn't paskin something. So v'nekum with the low lovers, let him not paskin. Let him not paskin. Just give a regular agada to shir and not paskin. No, kol hecha diav Rav l'sagile below her Rav. Rav never went to give a shir and didn't paskin something. He never would do that. So since he drank, he couldn't give a shir, even to talk about things that everybody knows, even to talk about things that have nothing to do with halacha, you know, just stam agada stories, even stories, gedolim stories, he wouldn't do it because he always got a halacha out of it. And therefore, he couldn't do it.
Even though he ate something, which may count.
So he felt he couldn't do it. Okay. We have a little time. We're going to go weiter because tomorrow's daf is not hard. It's just the cases are so convoluted. It's like 20 minutes to explain them. How you could marry, somebody could be your mother and your sister and your daughter and your setman and your mother-in-law. Right, exactly. Crazy thing. So, Yesh ochel achila achas. You can eat one thing. V'chayev alav arba chataos. and you chayev four chatuses, you ate it by mistake. The asham and one asham. What are the, so it's five of it, you did five things wrong. It's one piece of meat. What are the five things wrong? Number one, echad tamei. So one is, you were, what? Tamei. So, she'achal chelev. You ate chelev. Vayanosa min ha-mukdashin. It was also nosar. And b'yom ha-kippurim. And it was Yom Kippur. So what are the five? So you have one thing is you ate Kodesh when you were tamei. Number two, it was chelev. Number three, it was noser. Number four was Yom Kippur. Right? So, 1 second.
That's four.
That's four. Kodesh, betuma, achilas chelev, achilas noser.
That's the four chatas one. We don't know.
Oh, and the fourth one is Yom Kippur. And the asham is, since it was kodshim, you have to bring an asham because you're over me'ilah. Because the eight kachim is a different, a fifth one.
It could have been pickled too, while you're
at it. The Gemara's going to ask that question. So, Reb Meir Omer, Im ha yishabis v'otziyuhu, if it was Shabbos, and you chewed while you went for a walk, chayiv even more. Chayiv more for that. Amrulo, no, enim in Hashem. I'm not chayiv for eating that, I'm chayiv for walking. It's a different thing. I'm talking about eating, not talking about walking. On Yom Kippur, I ate it because it's Yom Kippur. Here I'm getting chayev because I'm walking. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about walking. How many, and it could also be that while I'm plowing on Shemitah. I mean, you can make up other things too. So this is, that's not on the list. Shabbos is not on the list.
Why is it chakas? He forgets all he got. It was all shogeg, the whole thing.
The whole thing was shogeg.
Every
aspect, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't Hatzar to Rabbanan? Isn't Hatzar to Rabbanan?
No, it's what the Lam Tas Malacha is carrying. The point is, if you do that, if while you're eating this piece of meat, you're also walking on Shabbos, you're chewing while you're carrying it, then you're chayef not for eating it.
Yeah.
You're chayef because you're carrying.
Right.
So that's not on the list.
Right.
Right, Tosfos asked, I can have another one. You can make a ned there, you're not going to eat that piece of meat. So if you right? So Tosfos answers, but you can get out of that ned there. You can undo it. Now you can't undo the kachim because it's already been shechted. Right? So that's okay, fine.
Why can't you undo the tumah by becoming tamar?
No, it's tamay.
Oh, it's tamay.
Right.
No, it says a tamay person.
So how do you, but you didn't undo it.
Yeah.
So if you made a nether, you didn't undo
no,
it.
No, I'll tell you why. You can undo the nether retroactively. You can't undo the tumah retroactively. Right now I'm tamay. And I ate this piece of meat. And it was no, so I'm chayev. Yes, I can go to the mikvah and become tar. But I can eat that piece. I make a neder not to eat that piece of meat, and then I eat it, and then I go and I undo the neder. So retroactively, I didn't do anything wrong.
You can do that.
It's a wonderful religion. Okay, now let's do a little Gemara. We have time. Nema. Okay, I'm not 100% sure. Nema is leila of meir iser chal al iser. It's clear from here. The Gemara assumes that Reb Meir is the author of the Mishnah. Well, it says, Reb Meir Omer, Im Haya Shabbos, you can be chayav for another one. So, it's clear that Reb Meir holds, Isser is Chal al Isser. What does that mean? That means you can be chayav twice, two things, for doing one action. So, Isser is Chal al Isser. Now, so the Gemara answers, no. Nehi, the Isser Chal al Isser Lesley. No. He doesn't hold from Isser Chal al Isser, unless it's one of two exceptions. Isser Kolel, the Isser Mosif Islay. He holds from Isser Kolel and Isser Mosif. What's Isser Kolel and Isser Mosif? We're going to explain it right now. What's Isser Chal al Isser that's not Isser Kolel and not Isser Mosif? I don't know. So there's a Gemara that says if you eat a bug, a certain kind of bug, you get five malchus. Because it's a bug, and it's also a water bug, and it's a flying bug. So eat one, is that what it is?
No, and there's a
Berea
as well.
Right, so there's a Berea. So that's the Gemara does say that. Now we're going to see like this. There's something called an Isser Kolel, which includes more Averos, and then an Isser Mosif, which includes more people. So here we go. Now the Gemara is going to explain. And then everyone agrees you can't have more than one Avera. What's Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif? So here we go. Tarmei Karolo Asar Ela B'chelev. When you were Tahar, there was nothing wrong with anything you were doing here except for the fact that it's Chelev. When this animal was born, it was a kosher animal, When you shechted, you can eat it, but the chalif you can't eat. Right? Hayala tamei. Now you became tamei. Migu de asa bechatichas tahoros. Now I can't eat any part of this animal. It's a carbon. I can't eat any of it. The more of it became usher. First, only the chalif was usher. Now the whole thing's usher to me. Right? It's added on more problems. Itosef be nami isura ale chalif. It got added on to the existing isser was only chalif. Now what got usher? Also, it's all I can't eat anything. I can't eat even the ribs I can't eat now. Why? Because I'm tamei. So I got added on to me. The chalif may karlo usher elabachila. Originally, chalif was only usher to eat. I could tell it. Now, akdashay, now that I've donated it for a carbon, migu de itosef be isur dahana. Now it's usher bahana also. Itosef be legabi chalif. That got added on to the isur of chalif. I started out with one isur, now it's three isurim. Vakati lehedyot hu de usher. But right now, it was only usher for me, a hedyot. Avalugvoa shari. But for Hashem, it was okay. For Hashem, it was mutter now. It was still mutter. Havili no sir, but now it became no sir. Migu di tosef isur legabe gvoa. Now you can't even burn that on the mizbeach. It's no sir. Itosef be legabe hedyot. Nobody can eat that now. No one, you have nothing to do with it now. Itosef, now chal yom kippurim. Now what happened? Now it's Yom Kippur today. Now Yom Kippur is migu di tosef be isur legabe chulin. Itosef gave Bela Gabi Gavoa. Now, nobody can eat anything on Yom Kippur. Not this meat, not any meat. So what have I done? I've made it, it's an Isser Mosif. More people now are more things in the world are now usher to eat on Yom Kippur. So it's another added on. It's not Isser Chal Al Isser, a plain Isser Chal Al Isser. It's Isser Kolel and Isser Mosif. More things in the world became Tameh, and it became more Tameh, more to me. Right? Therefore, it's usher. I'll give you an example. Let's say somebody has a mother-in-law. Right? So you're not allowed to marry your mother-in-law. Let's say she's a single woman. She's a widow. Or she's a gerusha. Somebody could marry her. Right? So she's only usher to you. But to the rest of the world, she's mutter. Then she gets married. Mazel tov. She got married. Now, she's also to you, and she's also to the whole world. Right. So, it's her mosif. More people in the world are now usher to her than before. Yesterday, she was all usher to you. Now, she's usher to everybody, except for her husband. So, now, yesterday, she was usher to one person. Now, she's usher to 7 billion people. So...
After this husband, what is she eating?
What?
After this husband, what is she eating?
What do you say?
After this husband, what is she eating?
She's still your mother-in-law. That never changes. Right? She's your mother. She's your wife's mother. Never going to change. She had to be married. She's now an Ashes Ish. She's also to the whole world. So more people in the world became also to her. Now, if you marry her, you have two things. Number one, she's your mother-in-law. Number two, she's a married woman. That wasn't that yesterday. It wasn't like that. Now, but listen to the other case. She's a married woman. A married woman. She's married to somebody. And you go ahead and marry the daughter. She was an Ashes Ish before she was your mother-in-law. Shiver, she was an Ashes Ish. Then she became your mother-in-law. So when I'm a baby, we're going to have machlokas about that. And then you marry her, so are you over, an Ashes Ish is chenek, and a mother-in-law is srefa. So which one is it? Which one is it? She's both, right? Does it matter which came first? What? You have, it comes up all these things. Right? That's Isser Mosif. These are these concepts. So we're going to stop right here. The Gemara is going to ask the next question. What's the story with Pigel Mati? Why isn't Pigel also on the list? It could also be Pigel. And the Gemara is going to answer. It's impossible to have Pigel and Nosar in the same piece of meat. Think about if that's true. So the Gemara is going to answer that tomorrow. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
The most common thing you did.
Why?
Sounds good.